Menachos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel 5-3. We continue to discuss the ingredients that go into making the menachos. We said they all have flour. There are two other ingredients that go into most menachos, which is the olive oil, the shemen, and also the lavona going on top, that frankincense. But as the Mishnah will point out, there are some menachos that require both of them, some that require one or the other, and some that actually have neither added to them. They're just dry, raw flour. So the Mishnah is going to itemize all the menachos and which get which. Says the Mishnah, Yesh te'uno shemen ulavona. Some menachos require also olive oil and frankincense. Shemen velo lavona. Some have olive oil but no frankincense. Lavona velo shemen. Some have frankincense but no olive oil. Lo shemen velo lavona. And some have neither the olive oil nor the frankincense. Ve'elu te'unos shemen ulavona. The following is the list, the primary list of menachos that have both olive oil and lavona. First of all, the minchas hasoles. That is the voluntary minchas nedava, the voluntary offering, which is not fried or baked. It's simply, I'll call it raw flour, but it is mixed with olive oil, as you see here. Although solus means the kind of dry flour, this minchas hasolus is referring to one that has olive oil as well. And then the komets of lavona goes on top. Second of all, you have the v'hamachavas. This is the first of the two fried voluntary offerings. It's made on a flat griddle, machvas, which is like a flat griddle, so that's that, as opposed to the third case, which is the v'hamarcheshes. The marcheshes is in like a deep pan fried mincha. V'hachalos, these are like, literally means like loaves, but it means, think of like Sephardic matzah, because it's not leavened bread, but it's not crackery. V'harakikin, and finally you have crackers, which are probably very similar to like Ashkenazi matzah. So those are the five types of minchas nedava, all of which have olive oil mixed into them. The ones that are cooked or fried, like we said, also have water, which is kneaded in to make the dough, but before it's fried and baked. And then the lavona goes on top. The Mishnah continues with the minchas kohanim. Now, there is no such mincha as a minchas kohanim, but when a kohen brings a mincha, let's say the five voluntary minchas we just listed, so unlike when a Yisrael brings it, there's no shirayim, no portions eaten by the kohanim, and all is burned. And therefore, one might think, for whatever reason, that the recipe of the kohanim is different in some way, but no, the recipe is the same. You have, for a kohen's mincha, like the previous, if a kohen brings any of the previous menachos, then it's also got oil and lavona. Oh, minchas kohen mashiach. This is now like kind of like a double fake, because this is a very special kind of mincha. It's specifically referring to the minchas chavitin that's brought every day. We discussed in the previous perek, by the Kohen Gadol, who half of the 12 loaves in the morning, half in the afternoon. And the point is that it has its own recipe, lots of oil, but the point is there's oil as well as lavona. Minchas goyim, a non-Jew who brings a mincha, so his mincha, like a regular, like a Jew's mincha, is included, it's voluntary, then he brings in the five voluntary menachos, it'll have the oil and lavona as well. This, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yose Galili, there is a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Akiva holds that non-Jews can bring karbonos, but they specifically can bring olos, only an ola, a burned animal offering, not a mincha. And therefore, according to him, there is no such thing as a minchas goyim, and therefore there would be it wouldn't, of course, be belong in this mishnah. And the halacha actually follows Rabbi Akiva, at least that's the Rambam Paskins. So this minchas goyim, like Rabbi Yose Galili, would not be the halacha according to the Rambam, at least. Uminchas nashim, same goes for a mincha brought by women. If a woman brings a mincha, it's exactly the same as a man. Still good reason to think otherwise. But the Mishnah speaks it out just like you have Kohanim separated out, so you have women separated as well. But their mincha is like a man's, including meaning it's included in the woman's mincha, oil and lavona. And finally, umincha sa'omer. The korban mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, made out of the new grain, the new barley crop, that is a little tiny bit different, but essentially it's flour from barley, and again, mixed with olive oil and lavona on top. Next we have minchas nesachin te'una shemen ve'ein te'una lavona. Moving on to the second of the four categories, this is the one kind of mincha which has oil but no lavona. The minchas nesachin, we've explained this before also, it's the accompanying mincha that comes with every ola and every shlamim. It's mixed with oil and flour. The amount depends on which kind of animal is being brought. But in any case, the point is that there is oil, but there's no lavona on the minchas nesachim. The third category is the lechem hapanim, ton lavona ve'ein ton shemen. lechem apanim, the showbreads that sit on the shulchan and the kodesh from Shabbos to Shabbos. There's no oil mixed in that recipe. It's essentially flour and water. And then on top of them, they have those two bezichin, those two spoonfuls of lavona. So you have lavona, but you don't have any shema, no olive oil. Then finally, the shtei halechem and the minchas chote and the minchas kanaos, those three menachos, lo shemen v'lo lavona, they have neither olive oil nor frankincense. So the lechem, shtei halechem is those two loaves of bread which are waved on Shavuos with the Kivsei Atzeres. They're eaten, they're chametz, they're not put in the Mizbeach. Minchas Chota, that was the mincha that's brought as part of this Korban Chatas Olav Yore, the variable Chatas, when you can't afford to even buy two birds. Then for certain averas listed there in Vayikra, hey, you bring a Minchas Chota instead, which is basically just plain flour, dry flour, no oil and no lavona. And finally, the minchas kanaos, this is the also like the mincha that the husband of the suspected adulteress, the sota, so he brings a mincha, she holds it, but the point is that it's just, this is actually made of barley flour as it happens, but the point is there's just flour, barley flour, and no olive oil, and no lavona on top, and that essentially is a list of all the menachos